Hi, this is Max. Are you calling from Sedgwick?
No, I'm calling from Geico about an internet inquiry for patient Braden Maurer Burns.
Okay, I need to transfer your call. Just hold on for a moment, please. I need to transfer your call for a moment.
Thank you for calling Provider Office. My name is Mark. How may I help you?
Hello, Mark. This is Nate Perry, Pipagister with Geico, calling about the internet inquiry sent in for Braden S. Maurer Burns.
Date of birth, sir?
I can't give you that out, and you know that.
Okay. What was the last name of the patient?
Maurer-Burns.
Brandon. Braden, right? First name,
yeah, is Braden.
Yeah, okay. What's the date of service, sir?
No date of service was listed on the INET. You got all kinds of phone numbers and asking if pain management treatment can be done, but the number I called was not the number listed at the bottom. You guys need to not use an internet name and number if it's not yours. You need to submit your own INETs for your own thing. So, what's your question?
I think it's the date of service 7/7/2025.
Okay, 7/7/2025. Date of service 7/7/25. And what's the name of the provider's office? Because I'm not seeing any dates to service 7/7.
Okay,
at first
it
glance,
says 5/19/2025.
5/19/2025. All right, so not 7/7. Let me delete that. So 5/19/2025. All right, so I do have a date of service 5/19/2025 for University Pain Medicine?
Yes.
Okay.
So getting the appeal status we are looking for.
The bill was denied due to the Walker-Gray agreement between University Pain Medicine and Geico. You need to speak to your attorney about that date of service, but nothing will be paid. Your office walked away from that billing.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Was there anything else you needed?
No. Thank you so much for your help.
Okay. Have a good one.